Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Welcome to On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn. The star of our programs are right here, right now. We have these every week. Podcast, TV show, you know, a radio show. We've got them all. We have two stars from the Los Angeles Rams, Jackie Slater and Vince Ferragamo, and we sort of battle the odds this week and see how things are going. How are you gentlemen doing this week? Guys, are you getting ready for the holidays, are you?
Oh, yes. Oh, definitely.
A little shopping.
A lot of activity around the house going on.
Yeah, a lot of activity.
Decorating and trees and lights.
Jackie's pounding on the table over here. He's got a lot to talk about, you can tell. Let me say one thing. When we start this show, by the way, On Point Live, I noticed that our producer, Corey, gives you guys water and everything. I got to get my own cup of coffee. I brought something this week that I'm going to be drinking during the show. It's Vince Ferragamo Vineyards, and this is the Carissa J. Super Tuscan. So I'll be having a little bit of that in the coffee.
Right. That's my favorite.
It's 2020, by the way, and it's one of our best products.
Drink your water. I got that wine.
Best vintages we've had.
That's one of my favorites right there.
No, people want to get your wine, by the way. Vince does.
We
this
have
is
a contest,
an excellent wine.
Right, Michael? We have a contest.
Tell
people
them
can join us. Well, you can join us. Email us at OnPoint, what is it? What's our email address?
OnPoint at crntalk.com. That's our. All you got to do is send your name and your address in, and then we're going to have a drawing for Harmony Cheese. It's a cheese pack with Vince's wine, and this is a super Tuscan blend. Yeah. This has got the good Italian varietals in here. It is absolutely delicious. You grow this at your property, right?
We're grown right on our own property there, Mike, on 1 acre there in Orange Park Acres, and we're real proud of it. It's a signature wine. It's a family favorite, and we invite all the guests over. We need to invite you over some night, Mike.
That 2020 bottle
well,
there.
You know about this, don't you?
I may have been a part of the harvesting group for that.
Really?
That's
what I've heard. If you go to Vince's house, you pick the grapes. It's a fun thing, actually. And by the way, when Jackie taps like this, I'm going to go, I got a bottle of wine right now to use on this thing. It's kind of good. All right. So we got a lot of stuff to talk about. Let's tell you about this. Our website, onpointlive.net. You want to go there and check things out. Also, our YouTube channel, subscribe to it. It's On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. We got our Instagram, on.point.live. Don't forget our sponsor, Harmony Cheese. Great cheese packs. You like the Albergelli, don't you, Jackie?
Love it.
It's harmonycheese.com, H-A-R-M-O-N-Y, harmonycheese.com. It's on your screen. And email us, ladies and gentlemen, onpoint at crntalk.com. Enter our contest to get a cheese and wine package. We got good stuff here for you. All right, we got to talk about the Rams, talk about the football playoff picture. We got a lot of things to talk about. We might even mention Juan Soto, so stay with us. On Point Live, we'll be right back. And now for Harmony Cheese, here are Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony Cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin.
Our signature Golden Age cheeses are a symphony of taste, from the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange Albergelli to the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester.
Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot cheddar, or savor the unique combination of flavors in our portabella and chive Albergelli.
Harmony Cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
Don't forget to visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
That's harmonycheese.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
The Kahanapali Beach Resort on Maui is open, and we are welcoming guests. All properties are taking reservations now. Come visit. Go to kahanapaliresort.com. Experience Kahanapali Beach Resort on the tropical west side of Maui, just a short drive from the airport. All highways are open. A collection of relaxing resort properties, our award-winning beach, delectable dining, world-class restaurants and activities for everyone, snorkeling, surfing, sailboating, water sports of all kinds, beach and ocean dining, stargazing, beautiful sunsets. Sets every night. Golf, sun, fun, food, wine, and all in paradise. Visit Kahanapali Beach Resort on Maui. Relax. Reservations are now available. Start with a visit to kahanapaliresort.com. That's KahanapaliResort.com. The Kahanapali Beach Resort is waiting for you. Welcome back. On Point Live every week at this time on this radio station around the country, our flagship 790 KBC in Los Angeles. We've also got ourselves on Sports Byline at crntalk.com. And don't forget, you check out our podcast. Go to onpointlive.net and go to our YouTube channel. Subscribe to it, please. On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. I'm Michael Horn, Jackie Slater, Vince Ferragamo. Let's get into it. Vince, you were at the Ram, yes. Buffalo Bills game. You kick it off here.
I went to SoFi Stadium thanks to Joe and Sharon Hernandez with Melissa's. They were so kind and gracious
great
to give
people.
Us a seat there. And we went down on the field as we videotaped you guys a little bit and watched the Rams warming up and watched the Bills. But, you know, the Rams were ready for this game. I just thought the Bills were flat. You know, they flew in on Saturday night. So, I mean, they had jet lag, Jackie. They weren't ready. They were sleepwalking out on the field. It just seems like they weren't up to speed, and they played it during the game. But what a great game it was. I mean, if you were a Rams fan or football fan, you saw a lot of points, no turnovers.
But back up a second,
though. Sacks.
You guys played. You're saying that Buffalo, 0 degrees. You did a little post on Instagram, on.point.live, and you said it was a good thing they were playing it in Los Angeles because it was 0 degrees in Buffalo, right?
Close
now,
to it, probably.
You say they flew out over 3,000 miles from Buffalo to Los Angeles. No sleep, no nothing.
And they.
But you could say they were sleepwalking. Did they look alert? Were they practicing? Were they? Anybody?
They weren't. To me, they were just going through the motions, Mike. And this is a game of preparation. And I thought the Rams were really prepared. I'm watching Jared Verse and Byron Young on the sideline getting ready for this game. They were up. These guys were all up. And I think the preparation that they had, they came out full bore. I mean, it's not a one-man game, Jackie. As Josh Allen played, this was the highest-scoring game in the whole season this year. 44-42, the Rams were victorious, and they've won six out of the last eight games. They started slow this year, but, Jack, we have our own reasons why that's happened, and now the Rams are playing good football.
Well, the Rams are playing really good football, and I know, Vince, it used to be an advantage for us when we went to the East Coast to leave on a Friday, get there Friday night, get acclimated on Saturday. And it was said that a lot of the teams from the East Coast coming to the West Coast didn't have to leave as early because they were already going to be way ahead. Well, that 3 hours difference can make a big, in my opinion, can make a difference as well. But when I looked at that game, when I watched this game, what I saw was a very, very unique and special game plan that Sean McVay put together to get back to where he needed to be, to get this team back to the winning team and the winning ways that they've had. And it was centered around the use of their healthy two offensive tackles, Alaric Jackson and then Rob Havenstein, and then also a constant injection of Karen Williams and Blake Corum, those two backs in the running game. And by the way, Vince, those two running backs – run, they're like 5'8" and 5'9". Yeah. Little guys, little bitty guys.
But they hit the hole. They hit the
Maurice,
hole sliver right through
Maurice
the hole.
Jones, Drew yeah. size uh-huh. guys. Little guys that can change direction quick in there amongst all those 6'8" offensive linemen that the Rams have. And I thought they did a fabulous job. I thought McVay was perfect. I think McVay and his quarterback are right here.
Yeah. You Matthew, know,
they,
Stafford.
They're, Matthew Stafford, they're right there on the same page.
Let me tell
with
you,
everything
Jack,
that
I'll
they
give
do.
You my, I'll
it
give
was
you my
it
team.
Was a beautiful thing to watch.
And I was down there with the Bills Mafia, and I recognized a few faces from back when. But
the
I,
Bills
I tell
Mafia.
You, they were a little ticked. I don't do think mean? They can have a. You know, they're gonna say they're gonna talk to Josh Allen, and say, "My boy Josh, you know, you got to get around to them." But it's not Josh Allen. He is a one-man show. He had a great game. Only quarterback in history to throw three touchdowns and rush for three touchdowns.
That was impressive.
In a game.
That was impressive.
It was an impressive game, but it's a team game. But Sean McDermott, I just think a lot of it falls back on him. But he's done such a great job. I mean, he's one of the few coaches, yeah. Jackie, in NFL history, along with some of the best in the business, to start off five last seasons winning 11 games every year.
That's impressive. That's impressive.
Bill Belichick, Tom Landry, who else? Andy Reid.
Yes. Yeah. But the big
Tony
question
Dungy.
Is, what
Tony
have
Dungy.
You done for me lately?
Well, that's it.
And
well,
he
know,
didn't do.
He
I mean,
did not
if you
do
look,
it.
Vince, they had 21 yards rushing. Where is the game planning
exactly.
in coming into Los Angeles thinking you're going to beat the Rams, who gave up all of the yardage that they did to Philadelphia and the league rushing leader a couple of weeks ago, and you come in and you get 21 yards rushing?
Yeah.
That tells me that you're perhaps a little bit arrogant about what your quarterback is capable of doing. You showed him off. He did the things that he's capable of doing, but it wasn't good enough to win the game.
Yeah, you know what, Jack, in time of possession was a big turnover. I mean, that was 17 what? More minutes.
Unbelievable.
Controlling the football by the Rams over the Buffalo Bills, and that was a big difference. But you can't come into SoFi Stadium and play the Rams thinking you're going to get the calls, okay? You're just not going to get the calls. You got to beat them outright.
You got to beat them outright.
And, you know, their defensive ploy, Jackie, there was no pressure on the quarterback. The Rams love to bootleg. And I don't know if for football players out there, quarterback fakes one way and bootlegs, runs the opposite direction. Their defensive ends were coming down the line of scrimmage instead of coming up the field like the 49ers play against the Rams.
And keeping them boxed in.
And they keep them boxed in. And he had all day. And plus, when he sits in the pocket, he got great pass protection.
He did.
No threat at all for the defense. At one time, I think it was pressure the whole entire game, Jackie. And I would be remiss if I didn't talk about Puka Nacua.
Oh.
And Cooper Kupp.
I
mean, and then Kyren Williams. You mentioned his running. I love the way high steps in the end zone.
Oh, yeah.
We got to see more of that.
Yeah,
right? That's
well,
awesome.
That's a lot of that's practical too, because you know, as you cross the goal line, if you look at it,
yeah.
there are a lot of defenders trying to get to your lower body to keep you from getting in the end zone.
Yeah.
So he's doing that and being smart yeah. about his health too.
Yeah.
But you mentioned you mentioned the running game, but Sean McVay, you know, everybody thinks that this guy is wanting to be heaving the ball all over the place. And I do admit when I think back, I've seen a couple of times where I thought he was a little aggressive with throwing the football, especially inside the 20. But I think Sean McVay realizes now that his bread and butter is going to have to be what he does on the ground. They are going to have to run the football. If you look at all the success this guy's had, it hasn't been centered around a great quarterback, even like Matthew Stafford. It has been centered around his offensive line and their ability to run the football. And that's what they kind of
all
got
right.
back to.
A couple
that's
of
right.
points I got to make here. First off, you, Vince, said you can't come to town and think you're going to get the calls. What do you mean by that?
I would like to know.
Okay, just ask Kamari Cooper.
Somebody's
hold
hand?
On a second. Okay, you guys watched the game. I was there at the game. I saw some great plays, but I also saw some foul-ups with the referees. And we've seen this consistently through the NFL this year, Jackie.
This year, a lot of foul-ups.
Okay, a lot of no-calls. Okay, Amari Cooper's running down the field, and someone's tagging, pulling his jersey the last 5 yards of the route with the ball's in the air trying to throw the ball to him. There was no foul. Okay, that's pretty obvious. Okay, there was another play at the end of the game, okay, with Puka Nacua running a slant route. He dropped the ball. They didn't complete the pass. then there comes a late flag.
A late flag.
Now, why is that? What's the call you're talking about? Well, it's another call. I mean, there's a lot of instances in the game, you know?
You've watched the games. Yeah.
I mean, I think there's a limitation of how far you can run up and down the field, I think.
How far does
32 yards? Well, but I think that I've seen him a couple times down the goal line.
Vince, that limitation is based on your individual abilities.
Well, he can run down the field.
He's in great shape, so he can run all up and down the field.
Jackie, you've been talking about rushing is coming back. It's with the coaches, too.
It starts with the coaches.
At that 1 yard line and back at the 32 before you can even blink.
It starts with the coaches.
Our producer, Corey, says he watches, and I'm going to start watching now. And there's a guy that will grab him back because he's got his foot on the field when the play is going to start.
The get back coach. Yeah, everybody has a get back.
Okay, so now, that's the first one. Now, you fans out there that have your, you know, your fantasy football things, your handicap and stuff like that, I'm saying you always look at who's rushing, how many passes are going on. Look at the coach. You guys are talking about from the top down here. You're talking about Sean McVay, other coaches that get their team together, put spirit into the quarterback. The quarterback infuses the team with it. That's a big part of it. You guys played. Is that true?
You know what? Jackie. I'm going to interrupt because I know what Vince is going to say.
Jackie Slater,
we had these conversations time and time again. But when I look at Sean McVay and I look at Matthew Stafford, I see a cohesiveness that's really, really unique. In fact, I've told Vince this, I believe that the quarterback and Cooper Kupp, I believe that all of those guys are capable of being offensive coordinators in the National Football League right now based on what they know.
What they know.
And how they put their offense together.
Vince, 30 seconds to respond to that.
We'll give you our assessment on all these coaches coming up in the next segment.
Oh, you're going to pass it to the break?
There are so many good coaches.
Harmony Cheese time.
And a lot of them are, like Jackie says, derivatives of the Sean McVay passing.
Don't forget, enter our contest. You get a cheese pack with Vince Ferragamo's wine, and you go and you just give us your name and your address, your phone number, contact information, onpoint@crntalk.com. onpoint@crntalk.com. Enter right now during this break. We'll be right back.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
We are back on Point Live. That's our radio show. It becomes a podcast and a video podcast and a TV show as well. Just stay with us. So Jackie Slater, Vince Ferragamo, I'm Michael Horn. But I'll tell you, the website, go to that, onpointlive.net, onpointlive.net. YouTube channel, subscribe to it, please. It's On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. Follow us on Instagram, on.point.live. Our sponsor is harmonycheese.com. And let me tell you, Harmony Cheese and Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater have gotten together. They're putting together these cheese packs. Now, first off, Jackie, you have become a Harmony Cheese fanatic. You go to stores and ask for it. Well, connoisseur. I call it fanatic.
Connoisseur of the fine art of dining on cheese.
Okay, connoisseur. We'll go with that. And I've seen your refrigerator. Are we ever going to play that video again that he posted there? We got to put it on Instagram. Oh, yeah, where you actually, it seems like you almost worship the cheese and at your house. It looks like
I just organized it. That's all I did.
It looks like a supermarket, like a superstore, where it's all the cheese is laid out. It looks like there's lettuce laying in the background. You got everything there.
He's organizing his cheese. I'm organizing my wine bottle.
Yes.
Yeah, just like he organizes his wine, I organize my cheese.
Vince has got his wine there. It's Vince Ferragamo Vineyards. This is good. What's the website here?
That's VinceFerragamoVineyards.com. Okay. So you can go ahead and subscribe, or if you want some wine, become a wine member.
Subscribe, because I'm telling you, become a member, because it's very limited. And this is the Super Tuscan. I've got the 2020 here, Carissa J, and this is good stuff. So we're putting the pack together, and you can win a cheese and wine pack just in time for the holidays. Just please email your name and address to enter the contest. They're entering the contest there, and do it to OnPoint, O-N-P-O-I-N-T, at crntalk.com. Corey, can we get that on the screen for our next show so we can actually put it up there? That'd be great. All right, now let's get into this thing. NFC breakdown. Let's go with this. Who's going to start off here? Vince, you kick it off. The NFC West breakdown. Okay, do you see?
The Rams started off slow this year, 1-4, but now they're in the thick of things. They're 7-6. They won 6 out of their last 8 games. They beat, they beat Minnesota. They beat Buffalo Bills. Now the biggest game of the year is coming up against the 49ers this coming week. This week 15. This will decide, in my mind, who's going to emerge as the NFC West champion.
Really?
Because, the 49ers had a big win last week over the Chiefs. They blew the Chiefs out. I mean, Brock Purdy had 325 yards.
The Bears.
Take it easy.
Oh, the Chiefs.
Let's not
get it. They blew the Bears out. They blew the Bears out.
Yeah, the Bears.
Easier to blow those Bears out than the Chiefs.
That's true.
That's right.
They're not that far apart, but they are in athletic ability, yes, out exactly, what they're doing on the field. But, I do see that. I see Seattle as the number one team right now, but they have the toughest schedule. So Arizona has the easiest schedule, but Arizona is
they're up and down, right?
They're not the team. So Seattle, I love Mike McDonald, what he's doing. Where a lot of it's the coaching part.
But you don't like their quarterback. You don't like their quarterback, man.
Yeah, I know. I'm talking about Smith, and I'm just
Geno.
Geno Smith. I'm not a huge fan.
Why?
Because of fundamental breakdowns. Because of what you do, in getting the plays run, get them called, just operating and managing the game. It's a little different. I mean, he's throwing the ball. They probably lead the NFL in passing. I'm telling you, I'm
Vince
just not a
looks
big fan.
At when you watch a quarterback and when I watch a quarterback,
yes,
it's not the same way he watches.
Exactly.
A quarterback.
He's been a quarterback.
He was telling me, and I don't think I've ever noticed it unless he pulled out early and officials flagged him. He was telling me that the quarterback's posture said that he was backing out of the pocket and getting ready to throw it because of the way he was leaning out.
See?
And I would never have noticed it if Vince had pointed out, and that's exactly what he did.
So
at
the
that
posture,
time.
Vince, what is Jackie saying about it? The guy looks like he's leaning out of there or something, you can tell?
Yeah, I mean, it's a fundamental breakdown, really, Michael. It's just how how you manage the game, how you go about your business, and you really have to concentrate on fundamentals all the time. It's your stance under the center. You have to be able to go get a quarterback sneak with 1 yard. You got to be able to get it. You're not going to be getting it backing up.
More importantly, you were saying no one's expecting for you to go for a quarterback sneak when you're backing out.
Right.
On third
so it eliminates that potential play. So what is the defense then reacts to a different type of play. They're a little bit more.
Okay, new point strong. With you gentlemen okay. here, because we watch the game. I'm a fan, right? You guys have played, and Jackie and Vince, you're watching. Yeah. But the great Fred Dreyer used to say the same thing during TV timeouts. He'd see how much time was in the huddle. If it was a long time, he knew it was going to be a pass. If it was in and out, it was going to be a run. And so this is the power that you guys have of observation. You're not looking in the fans to see who's there. You are looking at every little note. And that's what, as a quarterback, you've got your eye on what's going on.
It's the little things. It's the little things, Jackie. It's even selling the fake and being too quick for the delivery of the ball. So when you sell your fake, then you come out of the break, and then the guy's even more wide open. So you can deliver the ball on a timely fashion.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned Fred. I know you guys do a show together and you work with him. But it's funny you mentioned Fred Dreyer, because I remember Fred Dreyer and Jack Youngblood. They probably watched the quarterback. Those two guys in particular over the 20 years that I played, they noticed what the quarterback was doing under center more than anyone else. I never even paid it any attention. But these guys were talking about what the quarterbacks were doing. So what Vince, the point that Vince is making is very valid. That quarterback gives a lot of information out to defenses with the way he carries himself.
So I don't like
Cedric
Geno
Hartman
Smith now.
Used to read the quarterback's lips on two.
Yeah.
I mean, he'd try to get the jump. So I mean,
I'm not a big fan of Geno Smith now myself anymore. Let me ask you this. You're Italian. Is Geno Italian? Geno
That's an Italian name. Sure.
I don't want to say anything to get myself in trouble with the Geno Smith family, because it's Italian. But
I do like Mike McDonald. I do like what he's done with this team. He's carried this team. And, you know, if he can put Geno in the right frame of mind, and they have the right mindset.
The coach should be seeing this, shouldn't they, and work with him on this? Shouldn't the team be working with him on it? If you're seeing this, the other experts should be seeing it, Jackie.
Yeah, they are seeing it, and I'm sure someone is coaching him and talking to him about it alone. But not only that, Geno has been around for a while. So some of the things that Vince is seeing that are negative, Geno probably has gotten to the point now where he's overlooking these things, and he's focusing on things that he probably had as liabilities to his game.
Yeah.
So, you know, the guys need to remind him. They need to step up and remind him. Now, when I look at the NFC West, I know Vince is not a big Kyle Shanahan fan and all of that, but the San Francisco 49ers, to me, as long as they have Kyle Shanahan up there coaching, they're going to be in the thick of things.
They got injuries this year, right?
I know they got injuries, but they don't have
his
as many.
His job is on the line.
They
this
don't
week,
have as
Jackie.
Many injuries as the Detroit Lions.
I'm telling you, this week, it's all about this week right
this
here.
Week. Okay. This say week. You say his job.
It's all on this week.
Why? Why do you say that? He's got to win.
Because if they lose, they're out, Michael. Yeah, yeah. They're out. I don't care if they got 20 guys on the injured list.
And
so does Detroit.
I think they're going to lose to the Rams. I think one of the reasons why we saw the Rams have the slow start that they did this season, it wasn't because of the coaching. It wasn't because of the player. They didn't have players that stacked up with comparable talent. It was because they were young. Yeah. It was because of all of these guys. They were probably the youngest team or the second youngest team in all of pro football. And I don't care how good you are coming out of college into the pros, you can walk up to the line of scrimmage and deal with an average offensive lineman or an average defensive lineman that's been around 5 or 10 years, and you're going to lose because the guy's got more tricks in his brain than just the physical stuff. This guy's going to beat you with everything he's got.
Tom Brady was saying that about Josh Allen. He's got a lot of tricks. He's got a lot of tricks, that kind of thing. So you got a good quarterback, but you still got to have the coach. Is that what you're saying, to make things happen and get the spirit of winning
have the coach.
In that
certainly.
Team.
And let's look at some of the quarterbacks that are having great years this year. You've got Sam Darnold with Minnesota. He's got Kevin O'Connell. Okay, he's working with him.
And he's a quarterback guru.
Exactly. And he's made a big difference in what he's playing. And you got Justin Jefferson and Addison out there, both combo.
Yeah.
One of the best in the league.
They did something that hasn't been done since Randy Moss and Carter as two receivers. I think they both caught two touchdowns, over both of them over 130 yards. That's never been done before. And this quarterback, Darnold, is being mentored by the guy that's been mentoring him ever since he came in the NFL.
See, that's a big difference. A lot of trust and time built up
in
there.
And also you got Baker Mayfield, who I like his offensive coordinator.
But he was
Liam
not
Cohen.
Good, and all of a sudden now he's there. Offensive
Liam
coordinator
Cohen,
doing it for him?
Look what he's done. He really makes sense when he speaks, Michael. He engages with his players, okay? He talks about being clean when you run the offense. defense. Okay, don't make mistakes. All right, he's talking about player over play, and that's what we're just talking about. Jackie said, I'll slow the Rams started out. Now the players are starting to play over the plays that were called. The same plays were called at the beginning of the year they call now, right. But they're starting to play better and balance. I mean, he believes in running the football and throwing the ball because it opens up your total offense. So
yeah, but Vince,
I like this coach
I
down
do
the road.
And Vince, this guy has paid his dues. He's on the Rams coaching staff. He left the Rams coaching staff, went to Kentucky. And in the Kentucky's 105-year history, something like that, the two highest touchdown score in years, 51, and I think 50 touchdowns came when he was the offensive coordinator there, Liam Cohen. So this guy's no run-of-the-mill offensive coordinator.
So we're talking coaching this week is a big deal. This is a brain trust we
Todd
have going
Bowles,
here.
Todd Bowles lucked up on a gold mine when he landed Cohen.
Jackie Slater, Vince Ferragamo. Real quick, we're getting short on time. Eagles Steelers, that's a big game.
Yeah,
coming
we just look at that. Nick Sirianni's done a great job. Vic Fangio's come in, did a great job with this defense. They're running the full best running rushing team in the NFL, and they rank very high in defense as well against the rush. So there's two ingredients that comprise a winning football team. Okay, and so I also like what Mike Tomlin has done.
Yeah,
with what he's done with Russell Wilson.
Absolutely,
okay? He's
amazing.
Rejuvenated his career.
Yeah.
So I mean, this is like these are two top teams. You know,
right.
10-3,
Russell
11
Wilson,
and
both of their coaches, in my
that's
opinion,
that's a great game.
Both of their coaches are candidate for coach of the year.
They both are.
Sirianni without his
Kevin O'Connell, too. I mean, there's a bunch.
Yeah,
there's a bunch
of guys.
What they've done with Russell Wilson's amazing. Still getting paid from a few different teams.
Wow,
and
he's throwing
really
the ball great on time. Great touch to the ball. Great deep
great
throws.
Great leadership.
Yes, it's really coming together.
That's good. All right, we got a few more games to take care of here. This is pretty interesting here. Don't forget, enter our contest. Cheese package from Harmony Cheese and wine from Vince Ferragamo. Go to onpoint@crntalk.com. Put your name and address down there, your mailing address, phone number. We'll have your email when you mail it in to us. onpoint@crntalk.com. onpoint@crntalk.com. And follow us on our YouTube channel. Subscribe to On Point Live with Vince and Jackie and our main website, onpointlive.net. We'll be right back.
I got a line.
He got a line.
She got a line.
We got four lines. Cricket Nation. Cue finger guns. Really easy. Super stress-free. 5G so fast. Like blazing fast. Games and memes. You'll have a blast. You can get fast 5G across four lines. You can get fast 5G across four lines. As we discuss, take it from us. We four are one. Cricket Nation.
And only $25 a line. Welcome to more lines. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Discount varies by line. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
The season of savings is here at Office Depot Office Max. Shop amazing deals on everything you need to close out the year and start 2025 strong. Save now with new deals every day online and new weekly sales online and in stores every Sunday. The more deals, the merrier. Plus, save on those must-have gifts, essential supplies, organizational tools, desks, chairs, PCs, printers, and more. Add a personal touch to any present with Hallmark's iconic collection of greeting cards, ornaments, stationery, and gift wrap to create memorable moments. Available in your local Office Depot Office Max retail stores. Or create your own custom photo gifts, cards, and calendars for your teachers, coworkers, friends, and family. Then pack it and ship it all in one trip. Office Depot Office Max is your source for all the last-minute parties, presents, and thank yous you need. Tis the season to save. Sponsored by Office Depot Office Max.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
'Twas the holiday season at Total Wine & More. So many friends that you need to shop for. Gifts on their shelves are so easy to find. Just what you love for your loved ones in mind. Your father likes Pinot Noir, Cabernet for your sis. Champagne for a co-worker, never amiss. Now that's a low price, you'll shout out with glee when you shop Total Wine for them and for me.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Welcome back here to On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn along with Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater. Gentlemen, before we get right back into it here a little bit, Harmony Cheese for this season. This is cheese packs, things of that nature. Vince, you know these guys personally. Yeah. You've been there. You played in Green Bay, as a matter of fact, and ate a lot of cheese while you were there, from what I understood.
Yeah, Jerry Haynes is the owner of Harmony Cheese, and you know the Dairyland products. It's an amazing feat what they do and how they make their cheeses and how they assemble them and, you know, critique them. And so they, you know, Jerry did have a restaurant there that we some of my wine, and it was
really
great place to go. And
did he comp you when you were there, when you put on Green Bay?
Well, we had all the Green Bay wives out for a nice dinner. It was a really, really nice event. Super place.
You know, you were buddies with Tommy Lasorda. I know the late, great Tommy.
Oh, yes, he was.
Tommy, he never paid for a meal in his life. No. Sparky Anderson told
me
when he opens
his
wallet,
soup
moss
extra
fire.
Hot, because if the soup wasn't hot, he'd always
gotta
send
be
it
hot.
Back.
Exactly.
So, okay, you know, you don't.
So, yeah, so was he a cheese fan, too? He would love Harmony Cheese.
You know, Tommy used to like any kind of Italian food, especially if it involved cheese.
You introduced myself and Jackie Slater to it. Jackie, we mentioned your refrigerator, but you've gone nuts. You have now literally gone in your hometown, gone into places and asked for Harmony
Absolutely.
Cheese. Correct?
I asked them, where did they keep their Harmony Cheese? And the guy looked at me and said, "Where our cheese is over there." I said, I looked over there, but I didn't see the Harmony Cheese. Where do you keep it? And so the guy scratched his head, and I believe it's going to be a very short period of time before they have it in
That's
there.
That's great. And by the way, you get it on the website, harmonycheese.com. You can order it. They can ship it anywhere in the country.
Right. I'm sending that. You can. Yeah, I'm going to send that to some of my family back in Mississippi.
So I saw an email that was
as a gift package.
You're right. Something else. Very good. All right. So since you're talking about Harmony Cheese, big cheeses in coaching this year that we might have missed. We were talking about them. Who do you have on your list, Jackie Slater?
First of all, you know, I have so much respect for the men that coach. That was only 32 jobs, and that's a very difficult job. And you have to do so many things right to have success. And when I look at these playoff pitchers, it never ceases to amaze me how the teams that are in the hunt for the playoffs and division championships and all that stuff are the guys that are doing the best job of managing their teams.
There you go.
I mean, take a look at Dan Campbell. The Detroit Lions are 12-1. Dan Campbell has 13 guys on injury reserve.
Jeez.
The next nearest team on injuries with injured players has only 6 players. They're 12-1 with 13 full-time starters out. Can you just think about that? And then you look at the Philadelphia Eagles. The Philadelphia Eagles are 11-2 under Nick Sirianni. A lot of people were burying him because he lost his offensive coordinator, Shane Steichen, who's now the head coach of the Colts, and then he lost his defensive coordinator, Jonathan Gannon, who's now the head coach of the Cardinals. This guy is 11-2, losing those guys. So to pull this team together around new personalities with new schemes is a magnificent job to have to do. And this guy has done it as well as anybody.
One last guy I got to point out.
Actually, that's 2 guys. Mike Tomlin. We can't say enough about him, what he's done with Russell up there. Mm-hmm. But look at this guy, Mike McDonald at Seattle. This guy's the youngest head coach in all of pro football. In all of pro football, and he's got Seattle at 8-5 sitting right in the thick.
And he has to deal with Geno Smith, the quarterback. He's out there. Go forward. Go forward. Right?
Well, I have to take
your hat off to these guys and the jobs they're doing. As a former player, one of the things that I hated was to have a coach that I'm sitting there thinking, duh. Tell us what we need to do here.
Yeah, we need a leader.
And I had five head coaches, and I can think of two in particular that were that way. I won't call their names.
Come on.
But I didn't feel like we had a snowball chance in Hades of winning the ball game with these guys at the helm.
We need to know. Now, you don't agree with this coaching?
No, I do. I think they're all.
But you
legitimate.
Got a different look at this.
But I have a different look because I think one of the most critical positions, obviously, on a football.
What is the quarterback? Really?
Okay.
But when you
acquire a new quarterback on your team to be in contention, to be in the playoffs, that's a remarkable trait. And so that takes a qualified coach to handle that. Okay, there's a couple of them. Okay, there's Kevin O'Connell with Minnesota's taken Sam Darnold. Okay, number one. He's up. He's like second in the NFC North. All right? Doing a great job with that quarterback.
Absolutely.
Mike Tomlin in Pittsburgh took Russell Wilson, who was slipping in oblivious. He took him in that team, and he's made something.
Yep.
Okay, with this guy. He's brought his back to where he can really play good football. And so those two coaches, I think, you know, Todd Bowles deserves some credit, too, for taking Baker Mayfield and what they were able to do. They're in the thick of things. They'll probably end up winning the NFC South. So, I mean, these coaches are definitely – so there's a lot of coaches that are up for the coach.
The one point I want to make here, just my thought, because I'm not a player. I watch. And you're talking about, and I see that certain teams are stealing offensive coordinators, defensive coordinators from the Sean McVays all over the place. If I were Sean McVay or Tomlin or any of these great coaches you mentioned, I'd hire some real duds as offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator, with the other teams in the league going like, oh, that guy must be great, and they have him. And the next thing you know, he's head coach of a team, and the whole team falls apart. Yeah. What do you think of that strategy?
No, I believe you. That's one of the quickest ways to get fired.
That's right. You'll be gone before you know all of the
You better get If you hire a coach in the National Football League, he better know what he's doing, and he better be able to interact with his players.
Forget what I said, Tisa. I know you listen to the show for tips. I was trying to give
goodness.
You
yeah.
All right, a couple of games that we did not get to in the last segment here. Colts-Broncos, what do you think this weekend? Jackie, start with you.
Well, I mean, it's hard not to like the Denver Broncos. Sean Payton has a young quarterback. He's playing really well. His defense has been his defense has just come out of nowhere. That really rugged, physical group of guys at the line of scrimmage that backers can cover and can hit. They can run. I'm telling you, this is a unique defense that they've put together with a lot of special pieces. And now, you know, Bo Nix is starting events to round out. You like this
Bo
guy, right?
Nix, two well, words, and you love the guy.
Yeah,
don't
both
you?
Those teams had a bye last week, so now they're coming back. Sean Payton is another one of those coaches have taken a rookie quarterback, and so has Dan Quinn down in Washington. And those are remarkable feats for two coaches to take a rookie quarterback and put them in the playoffs. In his first year, that's amazing. And so I like the Broncos. I like the Broncos in this game. I think they're playing better football all around. I think they have the better defense. And, you know, they're getting after people. So
Bills-Lions, that game coming up this weekend. Buffalo's got to come back. The Lions are doing
well. Well, they're playing in Detroit. So I like, you know, player of the year, MVP, Jared Goff. I think he's the leading candidate at this point. Having a super year. His toughness is amazing, the way he's throwing the football. I mean, he's got a personnel all around him.
His efficiency.
And, Jackie, they got Gibbs. They got Montgomery. They're running the ball like crazy.
They got an offensive line.
They'll out-physical you at the line of scrimmage.
Top
defense.
Offensive line. Knocking people off the ball.
Dan Campbell, another great coach. Tough coach.
I mean, the Detroit Lions are a very, very talented team from positionally all the way across both sides of the ball. But they've got a master motivator in their head coach.
That's I like the Lions because if the Bills come in unprepared like they did last week, they're going to get blown out by the Detroit Lions.
Absolutely.
I'll tell you that right now.
Time for two of our favorite segments on the On Point Live show. Let's start with Vince Ferragamo here. You'd rather be lucky than good. What do you have for us?
I'd rather be lucky than good any day. I want to tell you the Chiefs played a game against the Chargers. Yes. The Chargers had that. And Jim Harbaugh, I give him a lot of credit as well. He's done remarkable turnaround for this team. They are in the thick of things right to the end of these games. And for the Chiefs to drive the ball down, of course, the miraculous, you know, Patrick Mahomes to Kelsey, it was an amazing play. To get the first down, they run the clock down. But the kicker, now he's a backup kicker. He's not even the first string kicker. They got him off the streets. So he comes in and he kicks – hits the left upright, and it goes in it goes through the uprights to win the game. They could have lost the game. So they find another way to win games. And I'm not saying, hey, I'd rather have luck on my side too. But they're as good as they are, but they are.
Didn't the refs move the post a little bit for them when that kick came in again?
They moved it a little bit.
Yeah, don't expect to get that from the refs either.
They're playing in Arrowhead Stadium. What do you expect?
All right, Jackie Slater, your feature that we have every week. What in the world?
What in the world? What in the world? And, you know, I got to ask that question to my compatriot right here. Vince Ferragamo has this thing in his head that Kyle Shanahan needs to go.
Yeah.
Kyle Shanahan of the San Francisco 49ers need to go. He doesn't value him as the coach like I value
They've
him.
They've stolen a lot of his
He's
success,
too complacent,
right?
Jackie. He's getting complacent.
If Kyle Shanahan is released from the San Francisco 49ers, the happiest person in the United States of America is going to be Sean McVay. Because Sean McVay knows that this guy is a good coach and he has to do everything he can to match wits with this guy. Game in and game out. You know, the general manager, John Lynch, he dismisses this whole call for Kyle Shanahan's head by laughing at the notion that people think that they should get rid of him. I mean, think about it, though, Vince. The guy has four of the last five division championships the San Francisco 49ers have won. They've been the two Super Bowls under this guy.
What have you done for me lately,
They didn't win the Super Bowl, but they've been the two Super Bowls. He's taken Mr. Irrelevant.
They haven't won a Super Bowl,
Vince,
Jack.
Vince, he's got Mr. Irrelevant as his starting quarterback.
Yeah, he was 325 yards, throwing 80% of his completions last week. That was pretty darn good.
That is pretty good. For Mr. Irrelevant, who's not even making $10 million a year.
And didn't have Christian McCaffrey in the backfield.
Absolutely. So, this guy is a good coach. And if they were to make the mistake to let this guy leave San Francisco, he'd be gobbled up. And we'd probably be surprised at some of the people who would be fired to be able
exactly.
to bring him in.
Well, I'm rooting for the Rams, so here we go.
Yeah,
they got to let him go so we can win some games.
Well, I'm like a fly on the wall. We are, as listeners here and viewers, flies on the wall with you two going at it. Let me throw one out at you
right.
In our few 3 minutes here we got left in the segment. Raiders have lost 9 straight. What do you think? Is there hope for them?
Well, Pierce is doing everything he can. I mean, he's I like him as a coach, but they don't have a quarterback.
Yeah.
They don't have a quarterback.
Joe Namath available?
You can't win in this league without a quarterback.
What about Joe Namath? He's been
Come back right now and work. Do better job than those guys can
Medicare
do out there.
Medicare enrollment is over. We can
come
get
on,
Joe
maybe
back.
Go out there.
Maybe
get
you should bring Vince in. Bring Vince in. I think he's got a couple more games left.
Vince, I think you both could get back in there. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
What about
you mentioned Sam Darnold, the resurgence of Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield, Russell Wilson, all on different teams. Again, coaching, right?
Coaching has a lot to do with it.
Coaching,
Jackie. Look what they're doing. Okay, they're balancing their offenses, these teams. And they're taking advantage of it because now these guys are stepping in and just making things happen. And Kevin O'Connell is just calling some plays you wouldn't believe. And Sam Darnold is doing it.
Yes.
He's doing it.
Okay, Jackie Slater, let me have you have your say. Running backs, what about Derrick Henry, Saquon Barkley? Let's go down these.
Josh Jacobs. Let me put it to you this way. There's about 12 or 13 300-plus-pound men in this country, all over this country, who were a part of the 1984 single-season rushing record with the Los Angeles Rams. And I'm talking about all of their offensive linemen who are sitting and watching very closely this young man at Philadelphia right now. Eric Dickerson's has had that record in place for 40 years, and we've all sat there as offensive linemen and been so proud of our work. But this guy is threatening that record at this point in time. And I don't, if he stays healthy and he gets it, God bless him, records are meant to be broken. But for us, if he doesn't get the 2,105 yards and beyond, there's about 13 300-pound men around the United States that's going to have a glass of wine.
He's 7 yards shy of breaking it, Jackie. He's 119 yards on average the last four games.
Yeah. That's it. You think it's going to happen?
It's a possibility.
Stay healthy.
It's a possibility.
Yeah, if he stays healthy.
Don't forget.
They're going to give him the ball.
He's got a great offensive line. Too.
Harmony Cheese, Vince Ferragamo Wine Packs. Go and give us your name, address, onpoint@crntalk.com. at crntalk.com. Check out our website. These guys post things there all the time. Jackie's Harmony Cheese video is up there. OnPointLive.net. Follow us, by the way, on our YouTube channel. Subscribe to On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. And you can check us out again at our email, onpoint@crntalk.com. And don't forget to go to crntalk.com. We'd love to see you, too. We'll be right back. It's On Point Live. Don't go away.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
We're back on Point Live. Thanks to our sponsor, Harmony Cheese. Go to their website, Harmony, H-A-R-M-O-N-Y, Cheese, C-H-E-S-E.com. I'm Michael Horn with Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater. Let's talk women's basketball. Jackie Slater, lead it off.
Well, you know, I'm a big basketball enthusiast. I played basketball in high school. It was my favorite sport. In fact, if I had been a little bit taller, I never would have played a down of football. And so I'm infatuated with the game. And I've just so enjoyed Caitlin Clark, watching her play and all of her dynamics. She is such a special person, special player, and she's doing so much for the game of basketball for women.
Right.
But there's another young lady.
This year, right?
Yeah, there's another in the WNBA. But there's another young lady that's in her sophomore year at USC. Her name is Juju Watkins. Have you heard of her?
Heard about her, yes.
Last year, hey,
Vince,
a freshman.
Vince, she had a 40-point game.
Oh, yeah.
Vince, she's against Cal Baptist, she went 9-3. She hit 9 threes, Vince. Yeah. This young lady can shoot the ball like from anywhere. And when you watch her, that ball comes out of her hand, it looks just like Michael Jordan.
Can she do a double-double, triple-double? She will get to that point.
Well, she's headed that way, but all her numbers assists. Are decent. She had three blocks, so she plays defense. She stole. She had one steals and one assist. And, you know, she got six rebounds. She's playing. She's an all-around player that likes to shoot and can shoot.
You know, Jackie, I watched a lot of women's basketball because, you know, my wives, Caressa J, Kara, Vanessa, and Jenna, named after my three daughters.
Absolutely.
They played collegiate sports. Vanessa played at Vanderbilt in the SEC.
Basketball, of course.
Basketball. I watched more women's basketball when she was there than I watched football.
Right. Okay, right.
So, and I played on the KRLA radio all-star basketball team against the Penthouse Pets. And I got a breakaway. They threw the ball to me, and I ran down the field, and no one's near me, and I threw the ball up.
Yeah,
and it didn't go in. Well, and I threw it up again.
Well, see, the problem,
at the four of them, it didn't go
see,
in.
See, the
on
problem
the third
is you were throwing
in.
It instead of shooting it.
You got to shoot.
That's what they told me.
You know?
All right, that's our show, everybody.
It.
We'll leave it at that. We got every week at this
time.
Boy. Check us out at our website, onpointlive.net. That's where you want to go, onpointlive.net. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. Instagram, on.point.live. Harmony Cheese is our sponsor, harmonycheese.com. Enter our contest, Vince's Wine, Harmony Cheese Package. You got to give us your name, address, email it to onpoint@crntalk.com. onpoint@crntalk.com. Check out crntalk.com. And our YouTube channel there too, CRN Digital Talk. For Jackie Slater, for Vince Ferragamo, I'm Michael Horn. We'll see you next week on Point Live.